With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monatis. Montana's Supreme Court has ruled that citizens have a right to trial by jury before the state can take private property in civil forfeiture cases. Yesterday's unanimous ruling orders a jury trial for a Jefferson County man whose land was seized after authorities found more than 300 marijuana plants while investigating an animal cruelty case in 2011. Mike Chilinski was convicted of manufacturing marijuana in federal court. State officials then sought forfeiture of Chilinski's property in state court. The judge turned the property over to the state after denying Chilinski's request for a trial by jury. A Montana law at the time required forfeiture hearings of property used in drug manufacturing to be held without a jury. The law was changed in 2015, but did not expressly grant the right of trial by jury. A federal appeals court has upheld a decision blocking two Montana logging projects to protect the Canada Lynx. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed a lower court decision that stopped the Forest Service's plan to log in the Custer-Gallatin National Forest. The court said the agency didn't adequately analyze how the project could impact the lynx. The environmental group Alliance for the Wild Rockies sued over the logging proposal in 2012. The Ninth Circuit waited until the U.S. Supreme Court decided not to rule on a separate Canada Lynx case before handing down its decision. Mike Garrity, executive director of the Alliance, called the case a win for his organization and for the Lynx. The U.S. Forest Service didn't respond to requests for comment. An organization that has spent $268,000 to influence a Montana Supreme Court election says it doesn't need to register as a political committee with the state. Yesterday's letter by Republican State Leadership Committee Attorney Trevor Stanley was in response to Montana Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell's order to register and disclose its spending. Stanley says the RSLC's Judicial Fairness Initiative should be considered an out-of-state committee, required only to provide copies of disclosures filed with the IRS. Modell responded that the group must still file as an independent political committee and gave it until tomorrow to do so. The contribution went to an organization that produced a website and ads questioning District Judge Dirk Sandifer's toughness on crime. Sandifer and University of Montana adjunct law professor Christian Juris are competing for an open seat on the High Court. A component of the Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Power Plan that the agency says is optional is being attacked by 25 state attorneys general, including Montana's. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The EPA's Clean Power Plan was put on hold by the U.S. Supreme Court in February, but the agency says it can still offer states incentives for early, voluntary investments in renewable energy like wind and solar. But the group of attorneys general that includes Montana's Tim Fox says that when the Supreme Court put the Clean Power Plan strategy to reduce carbon dioxide emissions on hold, the EPA should have suspended work on all of the plan.
So they're doing this in complete disregard for the Supreme Court's order, which is, again, something I've not seen before, could potentially get the federal government in trouble with the federal courts.
The attorneys general filed their criticism on the last day public comment was open on the Clean Energy Incentive Program on Tuesday. Fox says if the EPA doesn't actually finalize or try to implement the incentive program, the agency would probably be within the law, but says the federal court could come down on the agency for even proposing the rule. The Clean Power Plan is currently in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
At least 37 bighorn sheep have died in a pneumonia outbreak at Montana's National Bison Range. Wild sheep usually pick up the pathogen from their domestic counterparts who are not sickened by the bacterial strain. The disease tends to suppress population growth by decreasing pregnancy rates or making it harder for lambs to survive. The disease has appeared in several other bighorn herds in western Montana. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service wildlife biologist Amy Liss says there are no known contacts with domestic sheep inside the 18,800-acre bison range. The range is working with the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to get a fuller picture of the outbreak. One of four Canadian men accused of walking onto a sensitive hot spring at Yellowstone National Park has pleaded guilty to the charges. The National Park Service says Hamish McNabb Campbell Cross pleaded guilty yesterday to foot travel in a thermal area and disorderly conduct by creating a hazardous condition. He agreed to pay more than $8,000 in fines and fees. Three other men pleaded not guilty in the May 14th incident. Three 18-year-old men have been released on their own recognizance after being charged with starting a wildfire near Hamilton that burned more than 13 square miles of forest land, destroyed 16 homes and 49 outbuildings. Stephen Banks, Tyler Landon Johnson, and Cody William Nez made their initial court appearances yesterday in Ravalli County Justice Court. Great Falls is cracking down on cell phone use while driving by increasing penalties for motorists found chatting or texting. The Great Falls City Commission approved an ordinance amendment yesterday that increases the minimum fines after each offense of using a phone or other electronic devices while driving or riding a bike. The ordinance also adds possible punishments of community service or losing a driver's license and license plates for repeat offenders. Drivers can continue to use hands-free devices to talk on the phone in Great Falls. Voters who haven't mailed in their absentee ballots are being asked to turn them in to county election officials or at their polling place on election day to make sure they are counted. The Secretary of State's office says as of Monday night, Montana voters had returned about two-thirds of the absentee ballots that were mailed out this year. The U.S. Postal Service recommended that ballots be mailed no later than November 1st to ensure they're delivered on time. The general election will be held on Tuesday, November 8th. Information on received absentee ballots and polling places can be found at mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis.